The opportunity we have to talk about the goodness of God and the wonderful blessings of God are never enough, because we have every breath a blessing of God. We have every morsel of food that we take in our bodies as a blessing of God. As the world itself just consumes things and rolls along and everything like that, never think about God. Never talk about God to the children. We talk about it to our children, and we want our children to always be faithful and true to Him who made all things and upholds all things by the word of His power. The kingdom of God's dear Son is mentioned by Jesus in Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 20. And that's our study location beginning tonight, in the idea of the kingdom of God's dear Son to come about. The Pharisees came up to Jesus in Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 20, and demanded of Him when the kingdom of God should come. And He answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And He said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they said unto Him, they shall say unto him, See here or see there, go not after them nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in His day. But first must be suffering many things, and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they did drink, they did marry wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day which shall be upon the housetop, He that shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. He that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither the eagles will be gathered together. Our Lord Jesus here is talking in regard to the nature of the kingdom and how that it is a spiritual entity. It doesn't come with observation. It doesn't come in the sense of here's the kingdom, there it is, kingdom, and a physical location for it. But rather it is within you. It'll be within your heart, within your inner man, within your life. Your spiritual walk will have the kingdom of God within you. And as the kingdom of God is set within you, there will be certain things about which you look at life differently, far differently, than people on the earth look at the kingdom. I heard this afternoon, by virtue of the internet system and by virtue of I guess it would be called a public broadcast, public radio, public broadcast system. A study about the day of Jesus, when Jesus ultimately became Christ in the minds of people. Jesus, the anointed one, the one who was the Savior, the deliverer, would become the anointed one, Christ, in their view and in their mind. They gave many ideas that were set forth by various scholars in the liberal movements of the time. They do not recognize the kingdom is even here yet. But what did Paul mean when he said in Colossians 1:13, God be thanked that you were in sin. He's delivered you from the power of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear Son. What did he mean by that? If the kingdom was not available to them, if they couldn't have the kingdom, as Jesus said here, not here or there, but within you, where were they? What were they hearing? They were hearing the message of the kingdom of God, and they wondered about it. And they were so grateful that that was the case. When Jesus talks about this situation, he's talking about ultimately a day will come when the eagles assemble for the Roman Empire, receivable for the Roman government, would be gathering together for those who would be on a certain place and a certain time. But if you spiritually walk this way, if you spiritually go this way, the Lord will come back and he will take you and enjoy you, where another will be left just to grind and just to sleep and just to eat as they go along in their daily walk of life. He will come and get you spiritually in that day and that hour. What a blessing it will be to see him coming and to know that that's the case, and how suddenly it will be about it to come upon us. How wonderful the time will be. He suggests that these things about the things in the house and the fact that you would come down off the roof and go in the house and gather up things that you want to take with you, these things are of the earth. These things are the physical dwellings of life. These are not the spiritual things of which you've lived life and thought about things are good. Don't come down from the house and get this. You'll be ready for the time. You'll be ready for the occasion. You'll not be leaving anything behind that you really want to have, that you really want to be a part of your life. You'll be going on to be with him, and the hope of the soul is so great and so wonderful there. Jesus followed that up by saying in Luke 18:1, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. He said, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest her continuing coming to me weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Will he find us believing spiritually within ourselves that he's coming again? Will he find us believing in ourselves that he's going to reward us at that coming? Will he find us believing within ourselves that the right ways of God will punish those doing evil and reward those that have served his cause and done his will? Surely we hope that that's the case, and doing evil and reward those that have served his cause and done his will. Surely we hope that that's the case, and doing evil and reward those that have served his cause and done his will. Surely we hope.